Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. No, actually, this is not Michael. This is Dave. Michael's here, and Lynn, and we got Chris in the studio. And, of course, we got you tuning in at home. Good to have you here for the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And as I'm sure you know, we are the bridge. We might be a creaky bridge, but we are a bridge between the blind and the sighted community. And we're kind of that swinging, the That's suspension bridge, I would say, maybe. So if you want to give us a call.
Back,
yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, we better give out the number, I guess.
Yeah, I think we should give out the number because if you're calling in from out of the country, don't forget the country code number one. And our phone number is 407-894-1680. Okay. That's 407-894-1680. You can call from Canada, anywhere.
We'd Dave, love to hear I believe from we have a caller, I believe Chris said.
It's true. I think we've got a caller up in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. Chris, bring in caller number one, that lucky caller. Who do we have there?
We have none other than the one, the only, Kelly.
No way. Hey, Kelly.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Kelly. Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Doing great. Y'all were talking about the Temptations. Well, I went to see the musical, Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
No way.
It was a musical about the Temptations. It was at our local Tennessee Performing Arts Center. And our Middle Tennessee Council of the Blind chapter goes, they give us half-price tickets for matinees on Sundays if you're a member of our chapter.
Sweet.
And so, and they have headsets where they have an audio description device that we all get, and so we're pretty far up, so we can't really see what's going on, but we can hear there's a human being that sits in a booth and describes the plays to us.
How nice.
So tell us a little bit about that play.
Did you like it?
I did like it. Yeah. Yeah. It was good. It was really,
I know you're a youngster. Like, so are you familiar with those songs?
Some of them, and some of them I was familiar with, but I didn't know that it was a Temptation.
Right.
I was like, oh, I know the song. They did. So yeah, but it was fun. And,
That's so nice that Tennessee, that Nashville does that, where they've got the audio description.
They've
done that down here, and actually Sheila's brought it to my attention. There's a theater in Winter Garden that's doing that and puts on some really nice shows. So hopefully it's a trend.
Yeah, it's really good. They have not the same person all the time, but there is. They also have sign language interpreters, too, as well, wow, for people who are deaf.
Very nice.
How's your new job, Kelly? How's your new job?
It's good. So far, I'm still in training, and my supervisor is switching because my other one left, so I'll be having a new supervisor on Monday. But other than that, yeah, it's going well. Everything is good.
Oh, no, great. you drove your first supervisor out? That's terrible.
What did you say about Philadelphia?
Rory's in Philadelphia right now.
No kidding.
The John Jorgensen Quintet at the City Winery.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yep.
He's a traveling man.
Yes, he is.
Man on the move.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kelly,
for calling in.
Saying hi and telling us about the play with the Temptations.
I hope he went to Pat's or Jim's for steaks. Cheese steaks.
I'll have to let him know. You said Jim's and what?
Pat's. I would go to. That's an experience. Go to Pat's.
Is he with a bunch of
people? Text me the name.
I'll send you the name. Yeah.
Pat's.
How long is he there for?
Just tonight. He lives bright and early tomorrow morning.
Well, aren't they open?
They're open 24 hours a day.
24 hours. It's just called Pat's Steaks in South Philly.
Yeah.
He might need some to eat after his gig.
I'll look it up while we're on the air and I'll check.
It's right now. It's 9th and 1. 9th and Passion.
Oh,
9th
and Passion. All right. Bye. Have a good week.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Okay.
Very nice.
See that? She was wanting to tell you about the Temptations.
What'd she say?
That she went to a play in Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
In Nashville.
Description. Yeah. Nashville, I mean. I'm sorry. I always get the two mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got audio descriptions for a bunch of the plays up there, which is a great service. And I hope they do that more in different cities around the country. Even smaller cities are doing it now. So
that's true.
It's important. It really helps blind people, even low vision people, to be able to get more out of the play, you know. So pretty cool. So I wonder if we've got our guest for the second hour yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number you want to call in.
If you just want to say hi or you've got something on your mind, you can call us.
I would love to hear about anybody listening to the show last week. I'd love to hear anybody's opinion.
And if you didn't listen to the show, I'd like you to call in and tell us what you did for Passover, for Easter, or even Ramadan. So everybody celebrates a little differently. Even if you're Christian, there's so many different types of celebration. So everyone's got their own thing.
It's time for a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's time to go to a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118. Or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And don't forget, independent living aids. Don't forget them. Otherwise known as all LS&A. It's LS&S. It's LNS&S.
No, Michael, it's LS&S.
LS&S.
Or ILA.
Got it. Maybe I'll remember it. LS&S. Or
ILA,
independent living. Right. I got it. You get it, because I'll tell you something right now. Only place to buy anything that you need for your low vision and you're blind, only place to go. I get my watches there. Anything else we get it from them.
Even if you got hearing problems, that's a good place to go. They got a devices.
Yeah, that's true.
As well.
Really cool kitchen gadgets.
They got and also the Pen Friends, you can get there as well. Yep.
Yep. That's another cool device.
Yep. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. All righty. Well, it's my pleasure to you've been hearing a commercial about the Cadence Tactile Graphic Tablet, and now you'll hear all about it from one of the founders. And we'd like to introduce Dave Schleppenbach, who is the CEO at Tactile Solutions, and they are the manufacturer of the Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet. Welcome, Dave.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Same here. We're glad to have you, and say hi to our co-host, Dave.
Hey there, Dave. One Dave to another. Welcome, man. Good to have you with us.
Pretty soon we'll take over the whole show with Dave's.
There you go. That wouldn't be so bad. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited to hear about this device.
More important, we would like to know more about the Cadence.
Well, thanks very much. Yes, that's correct, Michael. It's the Cadence tablet.
Right.
The Cadence tablet is a small portable computing device. It's about the same size, shape, and weight as a large iPhone. But instead of having a screen that you look at, it has a screen that you feel, composed of dots that move up and down, 384 of them to be exact, that create patterns such as tactile graphics, create braille letters or raised print letters. And it's designed to let you live your life independently in the same way that you would use a phone, except through your fingers, as well as your eyes and ears.
Incredible.
David, since you know Braille, I think you would be the one to ask the questions.
Well, I've definitely got a couple questions because, of course, I've never seen this device, David. But it sounds like it's totally a revolutionary thing. Now, I'm totally blind, and I went through the public school system, and even before refreshable Braille displays. So I was used to my science teacher would. Make a drawing on this plastic paper and it would raise a picture, and it was, you know, it was a feeble attempt to try to give a blind person a chance to be able to picture something. But it sounds like with this device you can do a really good job of being able to let blind people see through their fingers, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And I have drawn many such pictures on that swell paper myself. So I feel your pain. I spent many years making paper, braille, all kinds of tactile graphics, audio, large print, and so forth. And the world has gone digital. The world's gone remote learning. In the post-pandemic world, we have to be able to communicate with each other quickly and efficiently. And we decided that there was a need to take that braille and tactile experience, but make it digital. And that's how the idea for the Cadence tablet was born. It's a project I've been working on now for almost 30 years.
Oh, wow. Dave Schleppenbach, I have to distinguish between the two Daves. Can you explain to probably the average listener out there doesn't know what refreshable display means, but just in layman's terms, what that means?
Sure. How refreshable displays work, and these have been the same technology now for close to 30 years or so, they have pins that slide up and down through small holes. And those pins, when they're in the up position, feel like a braille dot or a braille bump. And when they're in the down position, you don't feel anything at all. The main limitation of the conventional displays is that they can only do one line of text. And you may have, for example, a 40-cell Braille display, one line of 40 cells. There's a few other form factors, but they're very limited in what they can produce because the mechanism for making it is very large, as well as expensive and fragile, and has some other limitations. It's a great invention, but like any invention, times change and new technologies emerge. We've taken that same concept and miniaturized it so that our mechanism that moves the pin up and down is the same size as a Braille dot. So it's really microscopic. And because of that, we can cram as many of those dots into a surface as we need to. And so if you think about what an iPhone looks like, if you covered the surface of that with pins that move up and down, that's pretty much what a Cadence tablet does.
So Dave, would you primarily be using this strictly for pictures? You wouldn't use it for reading text, for example, off the internet or whatever, would you?
You can absolutely use it for text. In fact, we designed it with that first in mind. Our goal was to help people of all types, not just those that were Braille literate or power users, but people maybe who were newly experiencing sight loss and trying to learn. So you can actually arrange these together if you have more than one tablet to expand the display. You can put up to four of them together to make a very large surface. So you can read books and novels. You can draw pictures even on your own. A blind person can draw pictures. You can experience graphics. If you're reading a book that has a picture in it, you can push a button and view that picture as a tactile graphic and then go back to reading amazing. The text.
That is just totally amazing.
So when you're using this tablet for reading a book, for example, are you is your fingers picking up the a typical how would you call it a braille letters, or is it coming out as regular English alphabet?
We actually have a system that lets you change the font on the fly, so you can start with something like large raised print if you don't know Braille. Then you can graduate to something called jumbo Braille, where you have very large exaggerated Braille dots. Then you continue to shrink that down, and eventually you get to regulation size Braille. And at that point, the dots are spaced and have the feel exactly like paper Braille.
So you can choose if you're actually getting print or Braille, basically, through this device.
That's exactly right. And we have a mode that lets you use the device similar, if you might remember, an old device called an Opticon.
I was just going to bring that up, strangely enough.
We have a mode very similar to that, where you can basically point your camera at whatever you want, and that will come up as a raised image, whether that be print or even a picture.
So for someone that never learned Braille, which a lot of older folks that have gone blind later in life, sometimes they don't learn Braille. So
you're talking
like
about me
this,
now. I hear you. You're talking about me. I hear you.
But the good thing is you still know what the regular print alphabet looks like. And so with this, you could feel these letters coming up as print, just
That's
like you
exactly
see on
right.
the raised letters on a sign, you know, for elevators or different things. That's not
exactly
Braille.
Right. And we thought of this really as our foremost use case, because so many people, the majority of people with vision loss, do not read Braille. And we want to help change that, whether you use it as a tool to learn or you just use it as a tool to communicate. And in the example you gave, one of the first things we thought about was someone who was older and had vision loss, maybe wanting to do something as simple as text message one of their grandchildren or simply play a game with them. So we have lots of games on this as well that are interactive, like tic-tac-toe and things like simple paddle and ball games, just to learn the idea of working with interactive content.
You're talking about me, and I didn't know this, see?
Yeah,
I'm a senior citizen, and I went blind as a senior citizen, and I don't know Braille. So
it's got to be a super fast way to learn Braille too, or a faster way of learning. If you don't, it's harder to get Braille teachers quite often, and this way you could teach yourself Braille by going back and forth between the Braille and the print.
Dave, that's exactly right.
I have a question. In the commercial, it says a student can carry thousands of books in their pocket, figuratively speaking. But how do you access those books onto the tablet?
So we have a book reader built into the tablet, and you have some books which can be simply stored with you wherever you are locally, or you can access those books from the internet through various repositories that are out there. So you simply open a search and type in the book you're looking for. And we're doing new content deals all the time. So we're making partnerships with content providers all over the world, publishers and other creators, and putting that content in this format so it's available. The goal is that we remove the barrier completely between the visually impaired person and the content.
So Dave, are you able to are you able to use this on the internet, for example, or is this only books and stuff that are prepared in a specific format?
No, this is actually designed to provide real-time access to everything. I spent many years developing very intricately converted Braille books, which is very important and is something that's needed. But the problem is that it's impossible for all of the books to be available in the time that you need them.
Right.
So this takes the opposite approach. It produces everything in real time. And you may not have a 100% perfect translation of textbook format BANA English Braille, but you may have a 98% and you can read it right away. And then there's always room for those paper products as well.
Where can you buy this?
Well, you can come to our website, which is cadencetablet.com, C-A-D-E-N-C-E tablet.com, and talk to us. Our goal is actually to work with state and local governments to provide this at low or no cost to the user.
So you our listeners have to call up then different places to make sure they buy it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what they should do is contact us and we'll take an inventory of all of those people. We're working with individual states on a state-by-state basis now to roll this out so that people who are citizens of those states actually would receive this tablet through various programs that the government offers and in partnership with nonprofits that are local to them. So that we don't want people just getting a device that might sit on the shelf. We want to couple that with the content they want to enjoy, as well as help from people who are nearby that can help them if they need training or support.
What about blind schools or other lighthouse organizations?
We actually have pilots going on in a number of blind schools right now as we speak. And in fact, we are very interested in working with all of the nonprofit organizations, the wonderful agencies out there that have been doing this for decades, including Lighthouse and other groups. So we have a cohort of nonprofits that we've partnered with, and we're adding more every day.
So Dave, I've got another question for you in regards to the actual the display. Do you hook it up with a camera with the OCR? Is that a possibility?
Yes, it connects to a host device, which could be a cell phone or a tablet or a laptop computer. And then you just would use the camera or whatever is on that computer, and it'll make that accessible. In fact, there's a mode that basically converts whatever's on the screen of your host device into a tactile image in real time. So there's really no limit other than your creativity and practicing interpreting things with your fingers.
I want to get this
Portable, you could do it for menus and both. Stuff.
I want to get this message, very important. I want to get this message across to our listeners. What you're asking for is what? You want the people to call you, the listeners to call you?
I would like the listeners to contact us through our website. They can contact us by email or phone. And we want to talk to them and find out where they are, what type of use case they would have, and how we can get this tablet to them. Right now, we're not actually even selling this to the general public. Instead, what we're doing is, like I said, working through the state to just provide it to them at hopefully no cost or at very reduced cost. My goal is that every person in the United States that has a visual impairment that wants one of these tablets will get one. And we want to remove that barrier. And the only way we can do that is to talk to people.
Okay, so you're listening, folks. He needs your help. Okay, got the message. You have to call him and you have to write to him. Let's go over again, because our people sometimes, like me, it goes through one ear and goes out the other. So let's make sure we say it right. I'm listening to you,
and
Dave.
The button is on our sponsor page. They can just go there and just write to him there.
Absolutely.
Either repeat that it again, please.
Yes, either visit the sponsor page or visit us at our website. That's cadencetablet.com, C-A-D-E-N-C-E, tablet.com.
So you understand, he only wants you to call. You're not buying anything. He just wants your information.
He wants to know that you're interested in the
product. He wants to know you're interested in the product. He's not selling you. So call up and ask some questions. That's it.
Dave, I'm definitely going to send a note because I'm here in Central Florida, and I would love to be able to get my hands on a device like that. It could be incredible. And I did use the Opticon when I was in high school. And I know print plenty well, but I'm mostly a Braille guy. So I'd love to check out some of those graphics and stuff, you know, that I had such a hard time with in high school. So that would be,
well,
be great.
I would love to come and show this to you. And as a matter of fact, in a few weeks, I'll be traveling through Florida. So if you contact me offline, I'll see if I can set up a meeting.
Wow.
Come on down to Florida.
All right, Dave.
I need no excuse to come down to Florida any time of the year.
There you go. Well, this truly is something totally new and very exciting.
I have a question. Someone. Dave Schleppenbach. Dave Hillebrand is a talented musician, and we mean talented. Would this help him with anything in music?
I'm actually really excited to work on that. One of the things, we can support music Braille on the device. And then second to that, this is an idea that one of our users had, is that the device itself has a number of buttons on it. And he suggested maybe the device just play the music. And that's kind of fascinating to me. So I'd love to work with Dave to see if we could develop some sort of music app.
And absolutely. And if you come down, we'll take you over, introduce you to Lighthouse Central Florida.
I'm thinking that you don't actually have to go through music Braille, as since it will actually give the print equivalent. You know, it'd be just as easy to be able to take the, you know, regular print Braille. And of course, like you say, you could possibly be able to, you know, push a button and be able to play it through MIDI. It's called, you know, MIDI, a digital system. So that would be quite wild. I could picture it.
Can I ask a quick question? I'm chomping at the bits here. What does this mean when it says watch baseball?
So we actually have been working with a few Major League Baseball teams to take Major League Baseball data feed and app that I use myself as a sighted individual to watch baseball, and to convert that into real time on the cadence so that a user could follow the movement of the players, track the ball, see all the statistics.
Wow.
I have a passion for baseball, and many visually impaired people like it because it's a radio sport traditionally.
Right. Yeah, I love listening to Florida Gator football on the radio. That's the only way to go.
Where's he from?
Dave, where are you calling in from?
I am in Lafayette, Indiana, where we have built a high-tech robotic assembly factory to make these units. It's near Purdue University, where I went to graduate school.
Oh. Okay. We have listeners in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of folks that went to Purdue and taught there. Actually, I'm a ham radio operator and a few friends up there at Purdue.
Well, Purdue is known for its innovation, and we actually went through the entrepreneurship and tech transfer program. And, you know, this is an extremely high tech product, but in the end, it's actually very simple, and we want it to be something that people can enjoy and not worry too much about all of the details behind the scenes with the robots and the lasers.
Actually, I think the robots and the lasers is pretty darn interesting too, but you've created such an unbelievable thing that can be used in so many different aspects. It's hard to even get my brain around it until I see it, but I can picture just tons of possibilities. So
fascinating. Well, thank you, Dave,
very
for
exciting.
Calling in tonight. We're really excited to
look
have
forward
you.
To having you again.
Yeah, we can't wait to the next visit to learn more about it.
And actually, I'm looking forward to meeting you.
I'm excited to meet you.
Hey, if you're going to going to South Florida, that just gives me an excuse to go down to Fort Lauderdale to the beach. But I'm in the central part.
No problem. I will be visiting near there soon, so I'll let you know about a personal visit. And then I'm absolutely delighted to come back again after you users have had a chance to think about things, maybe call in with some questions.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much. It's fascinating.
Congratulations for this whole new system. I mean, it is wild. So
before you go up, right, say it again. Where can they call you? Where can they write to you?
We say goodnight.
They can reach us at cadencetablet.com, cadence tablet.com. Thank you very much for having me. There's many, many people that work very hard on this project for years, and we're really excited to reveal it and launch it to the public.
Well, we're excited Thank for you.
Excited
we
to have
look
you.
Forward to your
That's
next
for sure.
visit.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave.
A lot of blind people who your device is going to change their lives. I've got a feeling. So it's going to be awesome to see.
All right. Well,
we hope so too.
Much. Take care.
Thanks,
Dave. Thank you so
Thanks.
Much.
Thanks. Okay.
Good
bye.
Good night. Good night. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Remember, yeah.
Now a word from our sponsor.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LS&S, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael.
The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And Lynn, you are up.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. Well, I'd like to welcome back our friend Roland Mattern. And Roland is now, congratulations, Roland, is the Director of Product Marketing at Eastsight Eyewear. Welcome back, Roland.
Hey, Roland.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All right. Say hi to Dave Hillebrand.
How's it going with you there, hi, Roland? Dave. Good to hear you again.
Indeed. No, things are great. We actually had a nice summery week up in Canada here. So we're all very happy and excited for better things to come.
Well, at least you have a summary. What was the temperature today?
Today was probably in the mid-70s, but oh, wow. Over 80 a couple of days ago.
Wow.
Beautiful.
So it was great.
And we're complaining that it's too hot here.
It's getting a lot of rain down there, you know?
Yeah, well, that was South Florida. We're in Central Florida.
Okay. We're actually hoping for rain.
Yeah, okay. We're hoping for rain. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale got smacked.
Got hammered down there, yeah.
Terrible. It's crazy, just a couple hundred miles apart.
Indeed. It's amazing.
So we'd love to hear about Eastsight because I know you got lots of cool things going on. And first, just a rundown a little bit on what Eastsight is. And then I kind of like to hear where you're, I know you're coming to some different conferences and stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Eastsight yet, Eastsight is a wearable device. It's a set of electronic glasses, in essence, that is designed to help people with central vision loss regain functional vision for reading, recognizing faces, activities of daily living. And the wonderful thing with our technology is it's agnostic to the disease. So whether it's diabetic retinopathy or Stargardt's or AMD or retinopathy of prematurity, whatever is impacting your central vision, we may be able to help no matter what the disease is. And just in the last 2 weeks since I've been on the radio with you guys on your anniversary show, I've spoken to somebody who had diabetic retinopathy. They had surgery, which was anatomically successful, but the vision didn't improve. But with Eastsight, they've gotten quite a bit of their functional vision back. So they're very, very happy. We also had a 10-year-old young lady with Stargardt's disease that started using Eastsight. Works very, very well for her. She's looking forward to being active in school again now that she has access to Eastsight. And I did hear at the break your reminder of all of your listenership to mention that they heard it on your radio show. And I want to remind everybody as well, when I was on for the anniversary show, I offered a $1,000 discount for the month of April to celebrate the 8th anniversary of this wonderful radio show. So we're going to still get on, but you got to make sure when you call in that you tell us you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yeah, that can make a big difference between getting one and not, for sure.
100%.
Wow. I can imagine someone that's a student being able to get a hold of books in Braille or large print. Sometimes the moment's notice is impossible, but with Eastsight you can have access to regular materials typically for someone that, if you got a little bit of vision, there's a lot of a good chance they might be able to use this device.
100%. And I mean, it's not just the reading and seeing the blackboard. When you're talking about a student, all the social life activities as well, where, now you can see their expression on people's faces. You can look around the classroom and see your classmates. Obviously it's important to be able to read the books and read the blackboard, but that's only half the equation. With Eastsight, it really integrates you back into the life that you had before you had your vision impairment. So it has a tremendous impact on people of all ages.
Roland, what you're telling me is it's also possible that the student might look across the room and see that good-looking girl or guy over there all of a sudden.
Absolutely. It could be their future spouse. You never know.
There you go. No, I mean, it is important. I mean, if you have the ability to be able to see people, and why not take that fringe benefit right along with everything else that Eastsight has to offer.
Dave, why don't you throw out the number, please? And
if anyone has any questions of Roland about Eastsight, which I bet you do, don't be shy. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 if you want to ask Roland a little bit about what these glasses might do for you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if any of your audience might be French speakers, but we were actually featured on a French documentary series on accessibility. It ran in Quebec last Thursday evening on AMI TV, and did a real nice 20-minute piece on eSight and our products and our manufacturing partner, Gentex. We had actually Gary is featured in it as well. He gives some feedback on how the device has helped him. So if anybody is out there, Google AMI TV and look for the Kinect TV series on accessibility, and you'll find an episode that features eSight there as well. So that's happened since last time we spoke. And as you mentioned, we are attending some conferences. So next week we'll be in New Orleans at the ARVO conference, which is an ophthalmology conference. So we're reaching out to ophthalmologists and optical scientists to ensure that they are aware of our great technologies.
As much as I love New Orleans, I'd go just to as an excuse. That would be a perfect combination of being able to check out that device and enjoy New Orleans at the same time.
Well, come on down.
So if you have any questions for Roland, please call in. He'll be happy to answer them. He doesn't bite. The simplest question he'll answer, right, Roland?
Absolutely. No, it'd be great to answer some questions from your listenership.
I did have a quick question, even though, unfortunately, they're not going to be able to help me because I'm totally blind, but I know several people that they will. And the fact that they're so portable is the real intriguing part. Could you give an idea of, obviously it uses batteries.
It does.
And how long the batteries last, and if you can have like a second battery, perhaps, in case it needs, in case you needed to use it for a long time.
Yeah, it's designed to be really user-friendly from that perspective. It's a great question. So if you're sitting at a computer or watching a movie or you know, on your couch reading a book, you can actually plug into the wall outlet as well. So you have continuous runtime. But the eSight does come with two batteries. So as one charges, you can use the other one. Each battery is about 3 hours. Of course, it depends on how much you're zooming and how much you're manipulating. But the average runtime per battery is 3 hours. So you have a total runtime of 6 hours on the batteries, unless you can just charge one while using the other. And then again, your continuous runtime. So we find most of our users, that's plenty. So when they are, like I said, sitting at a computer working or reading, they may just plug into the wall. But other than that, they have about 6 hours of continuous runtime without charging.
Yeah, no, that's a lot longer than I even expected. So that's pretty impressive, I would say.
Yeah, it's pretty, the modern electronics and the modern batteries are really, really good. So we're happy to be able to offer that much runtime. And, for most people, if you have 6 hours of continuous use when you're out and about, that's plenty. And that's continuous runtime. So if you are out and about with your device, and you put it to sleep, maybe you're just riding on the bus and, you don't need to have it on. You can put it to sleep and maximize your battery power that way as well.
Yeah, most people aren't doing anything for 6 hours straight.
Indeed, exactly. Now, so Gary oftentimes is at conferences with us, as he will be in New Orleans. He's got it on all day. We'll go through maybe two batteries through the day, but at a conference, he's constantly using it. So you have pretty good confidence that in your average day, you will not run out of power.
Now, does the eSight device, does it have different presets? In other words, I can imagine that you have certain tasks during the day where you do different adjustments and, yep, and you find different ways where it works better than others. Absolutely. For a particular task. So
there's some presets for outdoors, for indoors, for watching television, those kind of things. And that usually sets up your exposure and your brightness, but anything you want is manually adjustable. So most of our users, they kind of get used to how much the zoom they need for, when they're talking to somebody versus playing cards versus, they're trying to see something in the distance, maybe a sporting event or a movie. So they will, when they start the activity, they'll just set to that setting. And they're all set, but you can pre-program things for a certain activity that you do frequently, and you can pre-program some settings. You can go right into it.
Beautiful. Yeah, that can make things a little faster.
Very, very flexible. So whatever your needs are, you can really dial it in, and you get to know pretty quickly what works best, and you just go right to those settings.
Yeah.
It's and you know, when you do purchase advice, you do get 5 hours of coaching time as well. And our coaches are not only product experts, they're also users because they also have central vision loss. So they can really relate to what works best in certain situations for them. And then they can guide our new users through that, that time when they're learning the device and adapting to its use. But most of the users tend to use, 3 hours of the coaching. They don't even use all five because they find that's plenty for them. They become very, very comfortable with it and use it for whatever they want to use it for.
Now, of course, it's great for a student or for someone who's working, but we had talked about for the casual person that may just want to do everyday tasks.
Sure.
Like Michael and myself that are big fans of sporting events, if you had very low vision and could not really watch TV anymore, something like this, it could possibly bring back some of those things you used to love to do, like watch baseball, for example. So now that they're finally making baseball 3 hours, we could squeeze it in.
Absolutely. And I mean, why watch on TV? You can go watch the game live now as well.
That's true.
In the stadium. We have one of our coaches went to see his favorite rock band not too long ago with the Eastside. So he was pretty well front and center on stage to see a rock band in LA. He loved it. We have users that go to the driving range and hit balls with the Eastside.
Oh, no kidding.
One of our users was in New York City last summer and went to see Broadway with his wife. It really is whatever you want to use it for. In general, it can get you back to those activities. And, we have gardeners. We have people who do woodworking. We have people who, go back to their love of cooking. Anything that that you want to pursue other than driving, if Eastside works for you, you can pursue those hobbies and interests.
I have to interrupt you both. This is Michael. We have to talk a little bit about financing.
Yes.
Is financing available if those folks are interested? And more important, if you're interested, you've got to call first and find out more about it. I got to hear people are calling in. I want to hear
and
from you.
You have to call when the guest is on.
Yeah.
Not when he hangs up.
Yeah.
Our listeners.
Yeah, they're good at doing that, calling as soon as he hangs up.
Yeah, they call in after the guest is off the air.
But more important, if you are interested, and I don't understand why you're not interested, because if you have any kind of vision, any kind, light perception first. If you're blind and you have no light perception, it's not for you. Not for you. But if you have any kind of light perception, it could be for you. It could change your whole life.
Absolutely. And we're happy to talk to you. We'll screen
make a phone
you,
call.
Sure you can.
Find out.
Call. You can reach us through our website as well at www.eastsideeyewear.com. There's lots of information there, lots of user stories, so you can listen from actual users to see what's done for them. And then you can reach out to us, and we're happy to talk to you set you up. If you're a good candidate, we're happy to send you a device and let you try it.
So, Roland, how do you spell Eastside?
Eastight.
Okay, just want to make sure you weren't pulling a fast one on us or anything. No, I mean, you never know. So I just wanted to make sure. So very good. Okay.
Well, the E is for electronic.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned financing. So if you are interested in purchasing a unit, you can get financing right off of our website, or one of our coaches or specialists can get you set up as well with financing. Depending on your risk profile, it's pretty well everybody can get financed. It's just a matter of having a down payment or not. And right now is a perfect time to call, because in the month of April, we are going to honor that $1,000 discount for the listeners of this great show. So get on the phone, get on the website, reach out to us, see if we can help you, try the device. And if it helps you and you want to finance it, that's all open to you.
Something that could change your
life.
First,
have to make the first phone call. That's the important
right. And, in many cases, the financing, you're down to, the cost of a cell phone plan, or at least a Canadian cell phone plan. So many of our users get below $200 a month to get the device financed. So it's a very good program and gets.
Well, that's if you put nothing down, right? If you put nothing down, if they put something down, they would be less a month.
For sure. for sure.
Well, thank you, Roland. Thank you so much. We want to give you the proper goodbye before we go off the air. Well,
my pleasure. If somebody does call in afterwards, feel free to put them in touch with
Absolutely.
us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for putting out such an awesome product. It really does change lives for a lot of people. So, I mean, it's worth checking into.
Safe travels to New Orleans.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Yeah, have one for me. I'd go to the Absinthe House, if you would. That's a good place to go.
Will do.
All right. Good night. Thank you, Roland.
Bye-bye.
Well, I want to remind everybody to join us next week with guest co-host Nigel Ricards from Boca Raton, Florida.
Wow.
And we're going to meet Candace Young from AmbuTech Canes. So if you have any questions about AmbuTech Canes, Candace is the one to ask. And Jason Ferreira, who is on the board of directors at the Foundation Fighting Blindness, will be joining us. And who knows what else on the Blind and Beyond radio show, right?
Something beyond.
Correct. That's why it's Blind and Beyond.
And can I please remind the listeners to please call in. If you're interested in what our guest has to say about a particular company, product, et cetera, please call in while they're on the air so Chris can patch you through.
Or if they don't call on the air, at least
write to us afterwards, or
let them contact whoever spoke to and say, contact me.
Right.
No reason to be shy. Because
don't do anything.
These things can make a big difference in your life. So it's worth giving it a shot.
It's amazing. Really is amazing. Anyway, good night, everybody. Love you all. We still have a minute? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you, David, for coming on.
Ah, and thank you
for a good show.
It is a privilege, and I had a great time. Chris, as always, you are awesome, and we thank you for everything you do. And he's juggling a million plays at once.
To our listeners, we want to thank you for participating. And for those who didn't participate, we thank you, too, for listening. Thank you for letting us come in your home.
We got some loyal listeners.
What are you saying now?
We've got some very loyal listeners out there. We appreciate you guys.
I'd like to hear from anybody listened to the show from last week.
That's right.
Well, they're going to listen to the show. I think if you love music, if you love the story about Paola and the record business back in the heyday, and you love listening to the show, tell us all about it.
Yep. It's going to be a neat show next week. I'm looking forward to listening to that. And our friend from South Florida. And stay tuned. We'll see you in just 1 week.
Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night, everybody.
Bye, everyone. See ya.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long way.